You may have heard of a website local by headed and founded and written by well, not solely written, but somewhat by a man by the name of William Jacobson. It's called LegalInsurrection.com. And he has a foundation called Legal Insurrection Foundation. And they have filed a complaint with the federal government about what's going on in the city of Providence with this program. He joins me on the line right now, Bill Jacobson, professor. He's a Cornell law professor. He is the founder of the website, a guy who fights these kinds of things on a regular basis. He used to have a law practice in Providence. Bill, do you still have a law practice in Providence?
No. I gave that up when I joined Cornell Law School in 2007.
It's a privilege to talk to you. Thank you. I know we've spoken off the air a couple of times. I don't think we've ever spoken on the air at length anyway. So welcome. Tell me about this complaint. How did it come up? And give us, I mean, it seems to me to be common sense, but give everybody the rundown.
Sure. Well, the Legal Insurrection Foundation, which is based in Barrington, Rhode Island, is concerned with what's going on in education, among other things. Mm-hmm. And we took notice of this plan, which was kind of shocking when the news reports came out. We spent quite a while investigating it. We did public records requests to find out exactly what was going on. We did get a bunch of documents, and we put together a complaint because the hiring scheme for this plan excludes whites. So if you want to qualify for this hiring incentive, and that's how it's presented by Providence Schools, it's on their hiring portal, it's on their website, it's on their ZipRecruiter announcements, that as an incentive, they will provide loan forgiveness pursuant to this plan that is involved with the Rhode Island Foundation, but it is only available to non-white applicants. And they're very clear. You have to be Black, Latino, Asian, Indigenous, or mixed race. So whites need not apply. And so we took a look at it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I mean, if it says that, it says, if I read the thing correctly, if I read the story anyway correctly, it says you have to identify as those things. Do they actually have a standard by which they determine who actually is of, you know, quote unquote, of color?
Not that I'm aware of. You have to identify that way. Presumably, they are expecting people to tell the truth on their applications. So I don't think that's really an out for them. In theory, somebody could lie and say I guess, Black, right? But I'm not, you know. But
yeah.
So I think the assumption is people will tell the truth on those forms. And if you are white, you are not even eligible for this. And that's discriminatory, violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and other laws. And we have filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education because Providence Public Schools receive, I think at last check, something like $200 million in federal grants and other funding. And so because of that, the Department of Education Civil Rights Division has jurisdiction here, and they have a procedure, a complaint procedure. And so we have filed a 14-page complaint with hundreds of pages of records that we obtained from Providence through the public records laws. And we lay out exactly why this is unlawful and why OCR, Office of Civil Rights, should take action.
We're talking to Bill Jacobson, who's a Cornell Law School professor. He is also the founder of the not only LegalInsurrection.com, which is a conservative legal blog and legal website, but also Legal Insurrection Foundation, which has now filed, as you just heard him say, filed this challenge to this this loan forgiveness program the city of Providence has, and we've asked the we called over to the commissioner's office. They're running the schools. The state's running the school to ask for a comment about this. We haven't heard back yet. But so the complaint was filed when? When did you send it into the Department of Education?
On Monday of this week, so 2 days ago by email.
Okay.
And they have acknowledged receipt of it, and they have assigned a case number to it. Now, that's just ministerial. That doesn't mean anything.
Sure.
Their next step would be to determine whether they have jurisdiction. And in the complaint we filed, we lay out why they do have jurisdiction. And so that would be the next step. Mm-hmm. And then they will do an investigation. I think their timeline is to conclude things within 6 months. Hopefully they'll move sooner because this appears to be an ongoing practice. And we've asked for them to issue remedial relief in a way that they deem appropriate. I think it would be appropriate, whether they can order it or not, to retroactively make this benefit available to all of the white applicants who applied and were not eligible for it you know, as a matter of fairness and a matter of law. And so that's where it is. You know, if there is a teacher out there who would have otherwise been eligible to be newly hired by Providence Public Schools or is in their first year, so this applies to new hires and recent hires, then they may personally have a cause of action. We'd love to hear from them. You can reach me through the legalinsurrection.com mm-hmm. website because there may be follow-up litigation to this depending upon what happens, but certainly the Office of Civil Rights of the Federal Department of Education can take action also.
The World Tournament of Soccer kicks off next week in Qatar, and to make sure you're up to speed, we present Qatar Kick Around. All this week, the Kick Around guys are providing a primer of episodes for those watching their very first World Tournament or anybody who just wants to learn more. And group previews all the way from A through H and predicting how they'll turn out. Will the U.S. even get out of their group? Will we get a surprise first-time winner? Or will we get the storybook ending of Messi finally lifting the trophy? Andy, Peter, and Lars are your soccer friends from the group stage to the final, all available at thekickaround.com or wherever you listen.
Well, I mean, this is fascinating to me because I'm pretty sure they got a few lawyers over there at the Rhode Island Foundation. They got a couple of lawyers in the Providence School Department, and I'm sure they have a few lawyers over there at the Rhode Island Department of Education. And nobody thought, said, you know, we really can't do this. I mean, no, let's just put the federal funding thing is one thing, but I mean, it's really, I would imagine Rhode Island law probably prevents this too, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, there is a provision in Rhode Island law that allows for affirmative action plans, but those are to achieve equality, not to discriminate. And so I don't know if they thought that maybe this would fall under that umbrella, but even that state legislation says it cannot supersede, does not supersede federal law. Right. So we don't think that would be an out. So yeah, it's somewhat baffling. We asked for documents regarding this plan. They didn't ever produce to us anything that indicated lawyers had looked at it. Now maybe they just held it back, who knows? But yeah, it is kind of baffling. And so that's a legal matter, it's a policy matter. Why would you want to do this anyway? You know, achieving diversity is state policy, okay? There's even a government pronouncement on that. Mm-hmm. Achieving, you know, that is fine, and that's fine. But there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And we're seeing this, of course, play out in the affirmative action cases that are in the U.S. Supreme Court. A right way to do it would be outreach. Expand the pool of applicants. Make mm-hmm. sure people, you know, everybody in every community, every color, every race is hearing about this and has mm-hmm. an opportunity to apply. And examine your systems to make sure there's no bias in the system. But what you can't do is say, check this box and you're in. If you can't check the box based on race, you're out. That's what you can't do, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the federal law prevents any discrimination based on what? On race, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, gender identity, right? Is that one of the – or they're going to add that into the Title IX?
Well, there's a –
they're looking –
well,
about that?
Some of that is – yeah, some of that's executive order that mm-hmm. I don't think is really implicated here. But nobody disputes that federal law, not just federal statutes, but – a whole host of federal regulations. When you take federal money, you have to comply with all their regulations, prohibit discrimination on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin, which is what they're doing here.
Right. Maybe this will be so important to them as a policy that they'll give up the $200 million in federal money.
Well, somehow I doubt it. And you know, that might be the choice. You know, yeah. But again, as a matter of policy, why – as a school district now being run by the state and the Rhode Island Foundation, which does plenty of good work. And the interesting thing is both the Rhode Island Foundation and the Providence schools have anti-discrimination policies. Okay. So why are people who say they are against discrimination on the basis of race funding a program, which on its face discriminates on the basis of race? And it's not okay to say, well, the people being victimized here are white. Sorry, the laws apply equally to everybody.
Yeah.
Discrimination on the basis of race against whites is just as unlawful as discrimination against blacks or whoever else. And mm-hmm. so I don't understand as a matter of policy why they would want to do it, even if it was legal, which we don't think it is. Why would they do this?
Well, this is like the, you know, the whole framework and the orientation of thought that comes from the legal theory of critical race theory and how it's inculcated itself into all aspects of our culture. is, you know, even though despite some people just want to refuse to admit that it exists, this is kind of the whole thing. You know, it's like the whole, you know, current discrimination, past discrimination needs to be righted by current discrimination and future discrimination. I mean, this is, it really is bizarre. I said it's like a snake eating its own tail. That's kind of what happens here. You know, we're going to end racial discrimination by discriminating against people racially. It's it doesn't make any sense, and it's wrong. And according to what you're saying, in the way it's instantiated here, it's illegal. It could be illegal, depending. So what is the process next? So they get the complaint. They're going to investigate it. Do we see some sort of possibility of ideological poisoning here, where the Department of Education, the Civil Rights Division, looks at it and says, well, we like this idea, so we'll find a way to say it doesn't really happen? And if that does happen, what is the next step for you?
Yeah, well, the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Education has been pretty good, okay, over the years. Mm-hmm. So this is so egregious and so openly that if they determine that it violates federal law, I think they will take action. I am not overly concerned that because we're now in the Biden administration, they're going to turn their eye to something like this. This is not a nuanced thing. So I'm not real worried about that. Like I said, I don't know where we as a foundation would go with it if OCR turns us down. But certainly if there are individuals out there who maybe saw this on the website and said, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Wish I could apply, but I can't. Or if there's a teacher who didn't get this benefit, you know, reach out to us. And we would love to hear about that at legalinsurrection.com.
Because you may have a civil rights case just there, just based on damages there.
We're not a law firm, but we would consider providing legal counsel to somebody who has a legitimate claim of discrimination based on this program.
What are the mechanisms that exist in the U.S. Department of Education in terms of enforcement of this? What can they do to Providence if Providence says, too bad, we're keeping it?
Well, it's pretty ability is pretty broad. They could pull federal funding. That would probably take a couple more steps. Might need to get the Department of Justice involved. Yep. But they certainly could do that, because when you accept federal money, all those strings are attached. And universities and, you know, public schools, you can't just say we're going to take your money and ignore your rules and your regulations. And so, yeah, I mean, it could in theory. Hopefully it wouldn't get to this. But it could, in theory, if they thumbed their nose, if they got a negative ruling and they said, we're going to do it anyway, that could put their federal funding at jeopardy.
I mean, the whole thing is just so bizarre. How do you determine who is what race, where? I mean, it's kind of one of the weird and stupid reasons why we focus so much on it, because it's so hard to tell. You can have biracial people. You can have somebody who comes from a certain place. I mean, we can go on and on for the stupidity of this. But the foundational premise here is that you can't discriminate based on race, no matter how you lay it out. And that's what they're doing with this program in Providence. Now, I asked you this off the air, and so I think we should, we talked yesterday, we should bring it up to the audience. So the idea that the Rhode Island Foundation, who raised the money from some individual entities and individuals themselves for this purpose, the fact that it's being funded by private individuals doesn't matter, correct, in your mind?
No, because it's being administered by a public entity, the Providence Schools. Okay. There may be other issues with the Rhode Island Foundation doing this. I've not looked into it, and I'm certainly not suggesting that they would have legal problems. But the fact that it's being administered, the illegality here is not the accepting of money from the Rhode Island Foundation. It's a hiring practice which openly discriminates, and it's providing a benefit to only certain people based on race or ethnicity. That's the problem, and that's all being done by the Providence School District.
Interesting. Bill Jacobson, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. It's an interesting story. We'll follow along and let us know if we get any updates.
Great. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Appreciate it. Yep. Professor Bill Jacobson, ladies and gentlemen, Cornell Law professor and founder of LegalInsurrection.com.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying hello, Ross, this week? Guy Fieri.
I have these two crazy aunts, and they both used to say to me, you should be on TV. That went on for years as I was kid, but I never took that. So when I got the shot of the Food Network, which I was kind of pushed by my friends to do, it turned into this thing, and I already did what I wanted to do. So I thought everything else was just kind of like, let's just have fun with it.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.